Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for the firm of Harris and Meringue.
I was terrified that I was not going to make the show on time.
Patrick Harris.
Hi, friend.
Danny Meringue.
I'm one of those weirdos.
On the Fan Sports Network.
Hi, friends.
Yeah, it's a great little Thursday.
I was so close, but I'm tangled.
Great little Thursday.
Tangled.
Great little Thursday here.
Almost had him on in time.
Hi, friends. Welcome in.
This isn't the Masters. Knock that off.
Yeah. We're already here.
Hello, friends.
It's the weekend.
Are you trying to like get your audio reel here? Is that what you're doing?
Hello. Welcome in to the Fan.
Yeah.
And the Fan Sports Network.
Well, hey, always looking for the next job, right?
Dude, I always wanted to be the big voice. When we had Vic doing the big voice, I can't compete now. New guy's too good. New guy's way too good. He does like movies and stuff.
Good old Cornell, yeah.
Yeah, Cornell is way too good.
Well, apparently this was his first sports gig.
His first radio gig.
Yeah, but now he's on like ESPN, like that or Fox, whatever it is. That's big timing. But I always said to myself when I was doing that stupid little baseball show, never gonna amount to anything. When I grow up, Dad, I want to be Vic. I want to be the big voice. Voiceover work is really cool, man. You can make a lot of money off of it.
Oh, good old Bob Brooks, who was our in-house guy at Entercom for years. And you might not know the name Bob Brooks, but if you ever heard like a Soloflex or a Bowflex ad,
that's him.
You know Bob Brooks.
Yeah, I'm really into that kind of stuff. I think voiceover acting is really cool. When I was at grad school for a semester at University of Idaho. Shout out Moscow, beautiful, beautiful city. And we had, I can never remember
Russia?
His name, but we had a...
No, in Russia, it's Moscow.
Yes. Yeah,
in Moscow. In Idaho, it's Moscow.
Yep.
Yeah. Yes.
We had a symposium by the guy who played, what's his name? Doofer from Coach?
Oh,
Dauber. Dauber.
Dauber, yes.
He played Dauber.
Doofer Bill... just made my brain stop working.
Oh, God, what is his name? Bill... he's got like a four-syllable last name.
Yeah, so Dauber comes in and starts talking to us about acting. He went to University of Idaho.
Bill Fagerbakke?
That sounds right. Fagerbakke?
Yeah, Fagerbakke. And he was also, he's a SpongeBob voice too.
Yes, exactly. Yes. And so he comes and he speaks to us. He went to University of Idaho and he went there to play football. And he like blew his knee out something terrible. And they were like, you're never going to play football again. So he got into acting and he was doing acting for a little bit. So he comes and speaks to us about that, and he was telling us the story about how when Coach gets canceled, he is like, I have no idea what I'm going to do. Nobody wants to hire me because I'm just the idiot jock on this show. I moved to New York. I'm doing off Broadway. Nobody wants to sign me. I don't know what to do. And then all of a sudden, my agent said, well, why don't you try a little voice work? And he was like, okay, I'll try this. Then he lands Patrick Starfish from SpongeBob SquarePants. That dude makes like $3 million a year.
Gold mine.
For 4 weeks of work.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Gold mine.
Tom Hanks goes to L.A. and does Woody for Toy Story. It's like a 3-week process for like $30 million.
Like, nice work.
What am I doing here?
Nice work if you can get it, huh?
No kidding.
Yeah, I.
And that's not the only thing Tom Hanks did that year.
No.
Yeah, no.
I.
Yeah, those mid-90s, they were pretty kind to Tom Hanks.
Dang, man.
Growing up, I wanted to do cartoon voices.
I don't know if I can do cartoon.
That was the thing that I wanted to do because I could. I loved Police Academy.
Like they're playing our song, Scoob.
Yeah. I loved Police Academy, and I would do all of the different noises and sounds and everything that kind of goes with it.
Yes, good old Michael Winslow.
Yeah, man. And I just started, like, doing that and mimicking those things. And then what's weird was as I got older, I was, you know, choir and sang and all that kind of stuff. For a long period of time, I didn't have my own voice when I was singing because I would mimic everything.
Ooh.
It was super, super weird.
I think I got really lucky that this voice sounds like this voice because I could never, like, attempt to be anybody else. Right. I'm just me. The only thing I've ever gotten close to is I can do a mean Jim Morrison. That's about all I got. Otherwise, oh, buddy, you just sound like me. Like, I can sing the S out of Elton John songs, but I don't sound like Elton John.
Yeah.
I can just, like...
Fair enough.
We live in the same vocal range, unless you need me to say, hold me closer, Tony Danza. I can't hit that note.
That's kind of like me and Billy Joel.
Dude. You know? Billy Joel, man.
Yeah, I can sing the crap out of Billy Joel, but that's why we're close, but it's, you know,
I think that's why he's so famous, because you can relate to it. I'll never forget
this. He's an everyman. He looks like an everyman.
Mm-hmm. I'll never forget this. It's a shout out. Big happy birthday today to Bob Weir, the rhythm guitar player for the Grateful Dead.
Well, I guess if we're shouting out happy birthdays, I do also have to say happy ninth birthday to my baby, Sammy Rust.
Love it. Hey. Love it. Shout out, girl. Happy birthday to you. Coincidentally, it is also John Mayer's birthday, the lead guitar player in the new incarnation of the Grateful Dead. So him and Bob Weir are in a band together, and they have the same birthday.
Crazy.
That's pretty rad.
I'm assuming several years apart, yes.
Several years apart, yes. Yes. Where was I going with this? Why are we here?
I started about talking about voices in cartoon
And I remember I went to a Dead & Co. show, and John Mayer is singing. And John, whether you like John or not, John can sing. Like, he's a talented musician.
He's one of the best guitar players on the planet,
too. He keeps telling me my body's a wonderland.
And I'm talking to this really sweet, like, 65, 70-year-old lady, okay? And she's, like, vibing on the hill, dancing. I think they were playing Uncle John's band. And I turned to her, or it was The Wheel or something, and I turned to her and I was like, this is really cool. And she goes, I know, it's so great. The only problem is I love John so much, but like Jerry couldn't sing and John can. So now I can't sing along with songs because he's better than me. I liked it when it was bad because then I could sing bad songs too. Mm. And no one judged me.
Yeah, it's like, nobody can sing Queen songs.
No, you're not going to.
You're not Freddie Mercury. Don't try.
Yeah.
Don't try.
That's why when they added...
I'm just a poor boy. Nobody loves me.
Didn't they add... he's an American Idol guy, wasn't he?
Lambert?
Lambert. That's what I was thinking.
Adam Lambert?
But then I thought about Miranda Lambert, and I was like, it ain't that.
No, it ain't that.
I don't think you can rehire somebody and go play songs. You know, I mean, Alice in Chains has worked on it. The new guy for Alice in Chains is solid.
It's not lame.
But you still hear a lot of Jerry Cantrell, which is why it still sounds like AIC. Mm. But yeah, Lane's a tough one.
Well, then what is it? Is it Journey or Foreigner that has the new that tried to
Journey?
Journey, yes, replacing Steve Perry, right?
Well, correct. I mean,
this should have been gone. Yeah.
The more recent one is Linkin Park.
Yeah, like, you have a woman replacing
Chester Bennington.
It's you're not replacing Chester.
This is a different band, dog. Sorry,
right, one of these things is not like the others.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, he's looked at as one of the best singers of.
He's pretty good. I've heard
era.
Some isolated vocals from him. He's pretty good.
He did a cover of Adele at a live show in L.A. And it was like that was one of those things where we're talking about T-Pain the other day. And T-Pain, like, can he actually sing? It's like, yo, no, T-Pain can actually. Chester Bennington's voice is absolutely insane, or was absolutely insane.
Yeah, if Soundgarden goes on tour, if you don't have Cornell, I'm out.
I mean,
yeah. See, right. Exactly.
Chris Cornell for me is a top three guy of all time.
Yeah, there are some things you just can't replicate.
Yeah, I mean, Cornell, Weiland, Bennington, and
good.
What?
Not a Scott Weiland guy.
Really?
No, I think he's fine.
I mean, he's fine.
He's
but
good. He's not my favorite. I was saying,
he's not like a generational voice or anything. I don't think.
I think those guys and then Lane. Those are probably like the. For me, the four guys that is like defined an entire like 25-year period of that music.
And they're all gone.
Yeah, I got to see...
Super bummer.
I got to see Chris Cornell do a Temple of the Dog show in Seattle on that tour in 2015, 2016, and he died like 6 months later. I felt very, very fortunate of that.
I saw him play with Morello at a standalone, popped up at the Raccoon Lodge.
Stop it.
Yep. They were playing a show like a night later or something like that, and that actually happened back in the day a bunch. Got like bands would come to town, and for whatever reason, I had a buddy who was like, "You're not going to believe this. Chris Cornell is at Raccoon Lodge right now." I'm like, "No way." He held his phone up, and I was like, "Holy crap!" Got in the car and hauled down there.
Quick question for you guys:
sure.
Can we name a better cover than Chris Cornell and Nothing Compares to You?
Jimi Hendrix, All Along the Watchtower.
Okay.
Joe Cocker with a Little Help from My Friends.
Turn the Page, Metallica. Also,
what would you do if I sang?
Yeah.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Chris Cornell. Here's the one completely out of left field. Completely out of left field.
Could I say Sinead O'Connor, Nothing Compares to You? Because Prince wrote that song.
He did write that song. Yeah. Yes, exactly. No, because he did sing it though too, didn't he?
Yeah.
And then Sinead covered it. But I like Cornell's version better than Sinead's.
Who is the greatest pop artist of all time?
There's one answer.
No.
Michael Jackson?
Thank you.
Elvis has a statement in there.
Yep. But Michael Jackson.
I wouldn't call Elvis pop.
He's rock. Rock and roll.
That's a long conversation for another time, I think.
But Alien Ant Farm did that cover, and Michael Jackson was every bit thrilled by it.
I wasn't into that.
Fully endorsed it. Everything about it. Like, again, I'm not saying it's the greatest cover of all time, but it's up there. When the guy who was the singular biggest person in the history of the planet, not named Jesus or Muhammad, says that's dope as hell, it's pretty high up there.
Yeah, that is. I think there's some people you just don't do. I don't do Michael. I did Michael in high school a lot. I thought it was cool because I could hit those notes. Now I can't.
I'm like, Michael, no. A lot of people you shouldn't do.
Yeah.
Hey-o!
Yeah, but again, yeah, I mean.
You can put it on the board!
Sorry.
No. Why don't we have the yeah at the end of that?
I don't know. Mike Lynch clipped it for me a long time. I got Gary Thorne.
There you go. Because I always wait for the yeah to come at the end of it, and it's never there.
I think the drop was built by Mike Lynch, and he used to always go yeah afterwards.
Oh, so he'd do it. Okay, yeah.
That's my shout out to Mike Lynch.
I'll keep that going. But yeah, you don't sing Freddie Mercury, and you don't sing Michael Jackson. Although there was a guy on TikTok who was like,
I sing whatever the hell I want. Yeah, in my
you
car.
Don't tell me what to do.
Don't
in
try
my
to replicate.
Car. I sing whatever the hell I want.
There is this, you know, sweet young dude, you know, big as hell. But it was such a contrast because Michael Jackson was so skinny. This guy was a big old dude, just, you know, down. I think he was down in like Mississippi or something like that. Somebody filmed him and put it up on TikTok, and he was doing a cappella Michael Jackson. That's and if you closed your eyes, you were like, "Is this AI Michael Jackson? Like, what? What is this?" And it's just such this high pitched, you know, voice coming out of this huge dude, and it was just like, "Huh." Who saw that coming?
Yeah.
That's always fun when you hear somebody sing and then you never see them, then you finally do and you go, word?
I know, I'm the opposite. Someone's like, man, I love that guy's voice. And they meet me and they're like, you're 5'6 and kind of chubby? Lame. That's real lame, man.
I'm the other way around.
You got me real excited.
My voice is a lot higher. Yeah.
You don't ever want to meet your heroes, man.
Never meet your heroes, kids.
Before I started doing TV and before we started doing video on podcasts and stuff like that, when I would meet people somewhere, they would just be like, you are not what I expected.
Yeah, the voice is strange.
Yeah, no, my voice does not match how I look. I'm fully aware of that.
Oakley Doakley, well, we got a nice little show for you today. Let's see, coming up in the 11 o'clock hour, we will finally, I've been waiting and making Danny wait patiently, we'll finally look ahead to one of the big games of the weekend, and that would be your USC Trojans on the road to Notre Dame in a big, big, big one. Big, big, biggin. In our speaking of biggin and big nooner, we'll talk about a little Lane Kiffin. I'm going to ask the question again. A win for Lane Kiffin does what?
Oh.
We'll also have 10 Toes Down at 12:15. That's what we do every Thursday. Allows you to send in things that we must be unequivocal about. Answers to your questions that we must have all 10 toes down. No wavering on things. we truly believe. We're going to double dip in Seattle, too, and a little bit of basketball, but we'll start in Seattle. I read something about the Seahawks coming into this NFL week, and they got a huge game on Monday night that I know we can talk a little more about that game come Monday, but I saw some defensive metrics here for the Seahawks that make me ask, is this a team of destiny? We'll do that next. 105.1 The Fan.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
1018 here, Portland Sports Leader. Don't you forget it. We are live, baby, from the shadows of the historic Fremont Bridge. There's 503-864-6326 is the Fan text line. She lets you interact with us throughout the entire show. There's also the YouTube chat. Shout out over there. YouTube.com/1051TheFan. Come hang out with us. We're always chatting crazy stuff over there. For the rest of this hour, we'll get into the Mariners as well. We'll do a double dip in Seattle as they drop one to the Toronto Blue Jays last night. And I've got the most wild stat to share with you, Danny. It's going to rock your world. When it comes to the Mariners, it's going to rock your world.
Ooh, I wonder if it's the same ones that I got.
I wonder if it is. Yeah. And then I want to talk a little Giannis this hour. A little Giannis. And
some, you know I'm always down to talk G.
Yeah, a little Giannis Antetokounmpo and some comments that he's made.
Are we talking Thanasis and Alex, too?
This is
talking onto the Kumpos?
This is not a...
Coming to NBC Sports Northwest?
This is not a is Giannis getting traded conversation. I do not want to... We are not walking into that world. Mm. Not quite yet. But we'll start here with the Seattle Seahawks, okay? The Seattle Seahawks have a huge game on Monday night. They are hosting Houston in Seattle. Nice little sports weekend, you Seattle guys. You guys are getting everything
well,
right now.
The idea of one, at least.
The idea of one, yes, correct. And this isn't a conversation necessarily built around will Seattle win this game or anything, but just kind of the state of where they are, because I've been really high on this team all year. I'm fascinated by this team to see how Sam Darnold stacks up. Pro Football Focus, which we agreed yesterday, seems a little bit of a dumpster fire metric right now, did have him as the number one quarterback in week 6. Mm-hmm. Just throwing that out there. Mm-hmm. So I think it might not necessarily represent who's the worst, but I think it shows some really good love too. But I found this yesterday. The Seahawks are number one in total DVOA after week 6, being fourth in offense, fourth in defense, and number one in special teams. Four of the seven teams who've been top five in all three phases after week six went on to win the Super Bowl.
Oh.
So that leads me to this question. When can I start really talking about this team as a Super Bowl contender? Look, they hung with San Francisco in an ugly, ugly week one game. They hung with Baker until Sam threw a bad pick. Other than that, this team looks pretty good. You know, they put a shellacking on the Steelers. I'm stoked about this Monday night game. And I think that's the narrative coming out of Baltimore this whole week has been, you know, well, they really miss Mike Macdonald. Well, let's remember where Mike Macdonald is. And I think what he's doing up there is really good.
Yeah, defensively, they're a monster. Leonard Williams is an absolute force in turning into the guy that I expected him to be when he left USC. I was telling you, like, the guy I thought he would be in his career is Richard Seymour, who is...
That's a nice comp.
That's a really, really, really good player.
That's a nice comp.
For a very long time. So you've got him. You've got guys on the back end. You know, it's seemingly they keep finding a guy every single year, and you're just like, huh, that's a thing, huh? They're just going to keep doing that time after time after time, dude after dude after dude. I really want to see what Eamon Wari turns into. He's only played three games, but I think he's already like moved in like the top 15 tacklers on their team, and he's an absolute freak of a specimen. He's like Cam Chancellor. He came from the Cam Chancellor factory, just built just like an absolute. I think he's like 6'4", 240.
Me too.
Yeah, right. We were the defects. It's like, oh nope, throw it out.
The bad batch of Cam Chancellor factory.
But offensively, Darnold and JSN have a connection that it was probably better than any connection that Geno had with DK or with, you know, insert wide receiver here for Seattle over the last couple of years.
And Sam's had history having, you know, JJ last year, Justin Jefferson last year. Now, JSN, as much as I love JSN, is not Justin Jefferson, but you've built a relationship with a high, high, high-end receiver before. Now you just got to learn how to do it. I think what this just brings up is this team's extremely well-balanced. Even the Tampa game. I know Tampa's riddled with injuries, too. We've gone on at length about that. But so is Seattle. And Seattle is still sitting there and able to compete with anybody, no matter who they're throwing out there. I think Walker and Charbonnet are a pretty solid running back room. The thing is about them is that they're balanced. It's just they touch it in every single place. Where's the weakness?
You mentioned even something that's becoming more and more prominent again because of the change in the kicking game, special teams.
They're number one.
Your ability to knock down field goals, to have a kicker with range, to pin teams deep with your punts, to flip fields, to get good returns, to limit teams on returns, like those matter so much more now, particularly within the kickoff game. And your ability to be not only good, but great in damn near everything. Are they the best at anything? No. Like, do they have the best kicker in the league? No. Do they have the best punter in the league? No. But they're still ranked number one because there's no weakness in their special teams. And the teams that have bad special teams, they pop up all over the place. Defensively, can they cover in man coverage? Yes. Can they play zone and can they play multiple? Yes. Can they stop the run? Yes. Leonard Williams and Byron Murphy are two of the best, you know, you're talking about interior defenses. You're talking about the Giants on paper, at least. The Giants should be the Jets, yet they can't. And the Seahawks. Like, those are your interior, like, up the middle guys. You're like, yeah, on paper, I don't want to deal with that. And Seattle's delivering everywhere.
Also, if Seattle, you know, can cut, you know, I pick Seattle to win the NL West, and if they can continue this and secure, did I say NL West? Uh-huh. Oh boy, too much baseball in my brain.
NFC Jet West and NL West, huh?
Yeah, that was a rough one earlier. if you know, I pick Seattle to win the NFC West, and they can hang tight. I mean, look, you might not have home field advantage throughout the entire playoffs, but a home playoff game. Say you sneak a bye and you got a home playoff game there. You know, we've seen Seahawks fans in the past make things really difficult over there. Back to the top five in all three phases after six games. It's happened eight times. 1980, the Philadelphia Eagles lost in the Super Bowl. 1985 is the Chicago Bears who won the Super Bowl. 1990 is the New York Giants who won the Super Bowl. 95 is the Oakland Raiders who did not make the playoffs. They're the outlier here. 96, Green Bay Packers won the Super Bowl. 99, St. Louis Rams, the greatest show on turf, won the Super Bowl. And in 2022, Buffalo lost in the divisional round of the playoffs. These are the kind of stats that sometimes I look at historically.
Yeah,
look, nobody, you know, half the league wasn't even alive in 85. Hell, I wasn't alive when the Super Bowl was played in 85. But Those are kind of metrics, I think, in football that do stay true
especially when you stick to it. You start getting more data. We're at week six now. You're a third of the way into the season. There are six teams in the NFL currently giving up less than 20 points per game. Seattle's one of those six teams. They're at 19.5, 19.4 for the Vikings. The Colts are at 19.3. The Rams at 18.3. Do you know how many points the Houston Texans are giving up through five games per game?
Is it under 15?
Yes.
Wow.
Take a wild guess.
11.5.
12.2.
Sexy.
They are giving up less than two tutties a game.
Sexy.
That defense. We are not talking about them enough.
You've been waxing poetic about that defense for weeks now.
They are violent.
Yeah, they're very good, and that's why this game is going to be so fun on Monday. We'll get to that on Monday. I'm just seeing this, and I'm seeing the balance. And look, a lot of things can change. Injuries can happen. But I think what McDonald's there and what Schneider's doing there, like the stability, look, maybe they learned something from the Russ Wilson days and the Legion of Boom days. Maybe we don't need flashy, loudmouth guys. Maybe we don't need, you know, the good-looking, stay true, clean-cut quarterback like Russ Wilson was at the time. And maybe we don't need, you know, Richard Sherman, you know, yelling on microphones at Aaron Andrews and Cam Chancellor blowing up dudes and jumping over the defensive line to
and
block
Earl
a field
Thomas
goal.
Killing people both on and off the field.
Yeah, maybe you don't need that. Maybe they're like, well, you know what, let's take a step back from this. You know, they took Sam Darnold because they knew he was a proven commodity. We'll see if Milroe is the future there. I don't know. But right now, Darnold is clearly your guy. I just like how balanced, how well this team's playing.
Yeah, and if you look at them, and this is the old adage, health matters. They're only like crazy injuries that
Witherspoon's got to get healthy.
Well, that's the thing, is both their corners, Reek and Witherspoon, are both dealing with stuff. That's the thing. It's like, if you're looking for the thing that can bite them, because they are so dependent on those guys, because you can put them on islands. You know how good they are. They're ball hawk playmaker monsters. Like, they can be absolute dudes. And when you have that on the back end, it allows you to get creative, allows you to get spicy in your front seven. And that's the thing that I kind of look at, because you look at the 49ers, they're a mash unit. The boys this morning played the 30-second clip of Kyle Shanahan listing out every single injury on the 49ers injury report and how limited they were.
Oh,
in practice.
I didn't catch that. We'll get to Kyle Shanahan a little later for different reasons.
Brother, it was just like, good God. And, you know, Chargers hammered. The Buccaneers have more offensive line combinations than any team in the league by far. Mm-hmm. It's just like,
but there's something about, in comparison to those, like Chargers and Niners are going to struggle due to their injuries, to where mm-hmm. we're seeing Baker throw the team on his back. Mm-hmm. We're seeing Seattle kind of get out of this. Now, the flip side of it, as this texter points out, 503-864-6326, Sam Darnold was Sam Darnold in the playoffs. And that's what you got to figure out, mm-hmm. because what happened at the end of the 49ers game? Sam Darnold fumbled the ball. What happened at the end of the Buccaneers game? Sam Darnold threw an interception. And that, as
what happened at the end of the Minnesota Vikings season last season?
Sam Darnold threw an interception. Like that's what separates the elites from the elites. Now, I'm just, the question, and why I brought this up, why I'm still fascinated by it, is how well the defense is playing, how well the total offense playing, and the special teams absorb that from you.
Yeah, no, it's going to be interesting. And somebody texted in, you know, have they played the Rams yet? No, they haven't.
Nope,
played the Rams
they haven't.
Yet. They are going to get into the meat of their schedule right now. They play Houston, then they go to Washington. They have Arizona at home, and then they play the Rams November 16th in L.A. They get a little reprieve with Tennessee, but then they finish. This is, honestly, it's pretty
Stack
tough
Stack up
now,
your wins now.
Because it goes Minnesota at Atlanta versus Indy, then the Rams again, and then you get a, hey, Carolina, all right. And then what shape are the 49ers in?
Yeah, so by the end of the year.
But that chunk right there, L.A., Tennessee, throw that out. But Minnesota, Atlanta, Indy.
That's tough stretch.
If I had looked at that part of the schedule to start the year, I'd be like, Minnesota's going to be tough. You know, L.A., you don't really know. But now I'm looking at it like, damn, Minnesota, Atlanta, Indy, L.A.? That's tough, man.
That's where that balance comes in, and I think that's why it's so important to be that future balanced team. To use Houston as an example, if they can figure out that offense, that team's going to be real, real nasty because the balance is just too much. Mm-hmm. We're seeing issues in Baltimore, seeing issues in Buffalo, like issues in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. Like, that offense can't do squadouche in the second half. So can you absorb some of that schedule stuff, or that attrition. Let's stick in Seattle as the Mariners get popped last night big time by the Toronto Blue Jays. Shane Beebe threw a gem and Kirby got hit early. We'll slide over to Seattle, plus something you're just not going to believe. You're not going to believe it, but I'm here for it. This is 105.1 The Fan, and that is Rust with sports.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, you can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+. Plus, stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. In about 15 minutes, we'll touch on the future of Giannis Antetokounmpo. I just like saying his name. Once I learned how to say it, I was like, yes. He just felt like such a win there. But I want to stick in the great city of Seattle, the Emerald City, as some call it, the city on the ocean. By the warm seas of the Puget Sound, and by warm, I mean frigid. Orcas aplenty, coffee in the air.
Hey,
I hope Tyson enjoyed that sandwich yesterday. That tuna sandwich is amazing.
Well, that probably had to be the best.
I was saying, I was like, yeah, you yesterday when we were getting ready to hop off, you're like, yep, give me the Mariners. Kirby's going to deal.
yep.
Shelled.
I know. Shout out to Gabe on the YouTube chat, too, who went to the game yesterday. Yeah, tough game. Tough game, guys. Yep, Kirby did not have his stuff. And look, Shane Bieber at times, let's not forget, that guy won a Cy
really
Young
good.
Award. And he's been on the shelf for 14, 16 months, something like that, dealing with that Tommy John. Like, he's a really, really, really good pitcher. I didn't expect it to go that way. But you have to think about it this way. Series is 2-1, and you have two more games in Seattle. You still have home field advantage.
Yeah,
and
you're fine.
And that's what's great about baseball. You know, and somebody pointed it out on the text line or on the YouTube chat as well. Like, sometimes you hit, sometimes you don't.
Sometimes you get Vladdy daddied.
Yep, and sometimes George Kirby goes out there and looks pretty bad, if I'm being honest. You know, it happens. Start of the game, Julio goes deep. I will say one of the big pluses that I loved about that game is Randy Arozarena. How do you say it, Rusty?
Randy Arozarena.
Arozarena, thank you. Randy Arozarena kind of got going yesterday, and that's what you kind
of
need.
Well, the top of the lineup all doing something, even late in the game, There's something to be found there.
And that's what I like. Like, Randy and Eugenio have been really, really rough this series. I mean, Eugenio's been rough since he's been back in Seattle. But Randy's been rough this playoff, and you really need to get him going. So if I'm, like, trying to pick apart and find the best parts about what happened yesterday, it's that Randy had a good game. Julio is staying hot. Cal is staying loose. That team, Polanco's hitting doubles. Like, that team, it's still there. Kirby just didn't have it, and you hope Castillo has it tonight. Are you starting to feel a little down?
No.
Is that what that sigh was?
No, I'm just trying to think, like, if you're Seattle and you're the fan base and you're the team and you're so against this, like, every team is different. No, every year is blah, 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 blah. But when the stink is there, that's why you're the Cubs and you go 100 years. When the stink is there, that's why you're the Red Sox and you go 84 years. Like, when the stink is there until you do it. How do you fight against it? Because you got shelled.
Yeah, it's tough. I think, for me, I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying, that it's there, especially a team. This is the third playoff. This is, like, the third playoff appearance since 2000.
Mm-hmm.
That's rough. That's tough. That's really, really hard.
And you're going to hear it. You're going to, the whole, like, oh, we blocked that. No, you're not. You're hearing every last bit of it. Don't tell me that.
And now it's the national scene, and the national people love to come in and pretend like they watch baseball. And so that's the first thing they're going to say is, well, you've never been to the World Series before. Like, if I have to hear that again, I'm blowing my brains out.
Yeah.
But I think the reason why I shake that off and why I think they can shake it off is it's baseball. And some days you got it on the mound and some days you don't. Look, I don't like Scherzer tonight. I really, really don't like him on the mound tonight. I think it could be tough. Sounds like, you know, Chris Bassett might be available tonight, so you could double starter for one person's spot. I don't love that, but Scherzer could go out there and throw eight innings. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of just sometimes how baseball works. Or Dom Canzone can go 3-for-4 with 2 home runs and a double and 6 RBIs, and they win comfortably. That's why I try not, in baseball specifically.
Yeah.
If you're talking about, like, the Bills and the Ravens, like, yeah, you guys got a Chiefs problem. You got a big problem, and you can't win that game, even when you've been more talented and home field advantage, et cetera. I do believe in that case. Baseball, I think it can slide away a little bit. I do want to share something fun with you, though.
Mm.
The Mariners need 6 wins out of a maximum of 11 games to win the World Series. Do you know what that win percentage is?
Enlighten me.
It is 54.54%. Maybe old DePoto's onto something here. Maybe this is all in the plan. But that would mean a Game 7 of the ALCS and a Game 7 of the World Series. And I don't think any Mariner fan loves the chances of going that route.
That's terrifying.
I don't think you can go up 2-0 in this series and push it to Game 7. I think...
The old momentum's going to eat you alive at that point.
Yeah. That's the only thing I will get to, like, that where the narrative might start talking, is if you went up 2 games and this series goes 7... you're in big trouble
because
you won't have any of that momentum. Rusty, you said you had some fun stats. What you got for me?
Ooh, I do. Sorry, hang on. Give me a second.
You're good. You're good.
I was stalling for you. IT Dan. The Mariners, the first team in Major League Baseball history to allow 18-plus hits.
Ouch.
Allow 13-plus runs.
Ouch.
Allow 9-plus extra base hits. Allow 5-plus home runs. Allow a home run in 4-plus consecutive innings.
Ooh.
Throw 3-plus wild pitches, all in the same game, regular season or postseason.
Wow. What do we always say? First time in baseball history counts for something?
Yep.
But I will say, as ugly...
That's a big one, as Al Bundy would say.
I will say, though, as ugly as those numbers are and as ugly as that looks if you're a Mariner fan, and to Zach's point on the YouTube chat, was Wilson asked why he left Kirby out there so long? I don't know if he was asked. I didn't see. I think you just know it's not your day.
Yeah, so why burn it?
Yeah, I don't want to burn the bullpen. It's not our day. When you get 13 runs, 18 hits,
18 homers, hits, 13 and 4 runs, 9 extra base innings. Hits, 5 home runs in 4 consecutive innings.
Yeah, dude, you just out.
When it's they just scratch, a bad day. When they scratch 5 in the third, you just go.
Yeah,
you leave your guy out there. You're like, look, you got to get yourself out of this, man.
Sorry, Kirby, we love you, but I need you to eat some innings. Yeah,
sorry, bud, you got to take this one on the chin.
You are going 100 pitches today, amigo, and that is that. So buckle up. Game 2 tonight, Luis Castillo, Max Scherzer on the bump. Could be a different game. I mean, Castillo gives up the long ball easily, but his splits at home are fantastic, and can old man Scherzer get it done? I'll be watching.
I mean, we know the answer to that question.
I don't know the answer to that question. I don't.
You know he can.
I know he can, but will he?
That's what I'm saying. You know he can.
Well, yeah. I know he can walk in here and whoop my ass, too. A lot of things I know.
And then hit you with those Australian Shepherd eyes.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of things I know that can happen. All right, we'll get out of here. When we come back, let's slide over to the NBA as we're talking the future of players here with Giannis Antetokounmpo and some comments that he made that could alter things kind of dramatically, in my opinion, at least. We'll do that next. 105.1 The Fan. Coming up in hour number deuce, we'll get to one of the big games of college football this weekend. That is the USC Trojans traveling to South Bend, Indiana. A lot of Indiana in our face all of a sudden.
Signetti all over the place, baby.
And then some NFL stuff plus web gems, so hang around for the 11 o'clock hour. And then the Big Nooner. We'll have 10 toes down as well in the Big Nooner, so you can get those questions in for us. Unequivocal answers, all 10 toes down. On an opinion on something leading into this weekend, your personal life, whatever it be, you can send those in 503-864-6326.
I'll give you a suggestion for one chat right now.
Shoot.
Is the calf cramp the worst possible thing to wake up with in the middle of the night?
It's tough.
Yes.
Calf cramp is tough.
I got one at 3:30 this morning that woke me up. It took me 5 minutes to kind of like get it to go away.
Yeah, I have to get up and stand up.
It is still tight.
Yeah.
It is like my right calf is still tight. It's killing me.
So rough.
Very dumb.
Rough. Rough, rough, rough.
Hydrate.
I saw this quote from Giannis Antetokounmpo about talking about how he wants to finish his career playing in Greece. Quote, "I don't want to live in the United States. As soon as I leave the NBA, I want to return to Greece. I could end my career there." And I thought this was interesting on the heels of kind of, I mean, there's trade talk about Giannis and where he might go and all the money owed to him and such. But there's also the conversation of how long does Jokic have in the bag?
Mm-hmm.
And
he's going back to Serbia immediately.
Yeah, and then there's talk of whether it's, you know, LeBron and Saudis or if it's the NBA starting a EuroLeague. The reason I bring this up is because I'm starting to wonder if this EuroLeague, however it's created, could actually compete. Because there's no lie that with how volatile the United States landscape is, no matter what side of the aisle you sit on, some of these guys with money that aren't from here don't have an allegiance to stay here. And so Giannis has already moved his kids out of the country.
Yeah.
And that kind of thing, you know, would raise a little bit of an alarm for me if I'm going to wager how much it's going to cost to get a Giannis, whether it's fiscally or compensation-wise, to bring him onto my team, knowing that he's on borrowed time. I think Jokic is the same way.
I think it has less to do with any sort of climate around the country and more to do with, hey, I'm not from here.
I don't have to be here.
Most international superstars don't stay here.
Yeah.
Arvydas Sabonis doesn't stay here. Yao Ming doesn't stay here. Like Dikembe Mutombo is one of the few that stayed.
There is a reason why Leo Messi plays in Miami and not Portland.
Yes. Because he got a huge stake in the league.
David Beckham lived in LA, not Chicago.
Yeah. And it's just, you know, there's, and with Beckham at least, there's semi-cultural ties.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, English America is not very different.
Giannis has been effusive in his praise for America throughout his entire career.
Well, gave him a chance. You know, he respects that. Yeah. He appreciates that.
I mean, he loves all of the opportunities he's had here. Jokic has never wanted to be here. Like, yeah.
He was just, oh, crap, I'm really good.
Look, Tumani goes back to Belgium and hosts his basketball camps. Like, the guys that are not from here, they all go home. Like, Dirk goes back to Germany, but he stays here because he got married here. I mean, we all, if you don't know, Dirk's wife is black, and the cookout stuff that comes out of that, he's welcome at the cookout kind of a deal. But he got, like...
That never crossed my brain.
Oh, yeah, he used to walk into games in the you know, the early walk-in photos with the foil-covered plate.
Oh, that's awesome.
The wife made.
Oh, I'm all about that.
But Dirk assimilated to the culture fully. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But I shouldn't say most. A lot of guys don't.
Yeah.
And that's totally fine. Like, they end up wanting to go home, especially the global icons, because when they go back, guess what they are? Giannis is probably the most important person in athletics in Greece.
Oh, yeah.
Jokic is God in Serbia.
I always think about Roger Federer in Switzerland.
Yes.
Like, just an absolute, you know, good-looking dude, plays a bougie sport.
Runs the country.
Rolex billboards everywhere.
Yes.
I guess
Yao is a legend of China.
Yeah, and so I'm curious what the future of European players are. Like, we're seeing LeBron at 40 years old, you know, and he want to play, you know, one or two more years.
Yeah, but that's also about him getting $300 million.
I know. And Kevin Durant continuing to play. We see all these Americans that continue to play, mm-hmm. whether they should or shouldn't are different conversations.
Westbrook should be in China.
That I wonder if, you know, Giannis is saying 36, 38, somewhere around there. What if he changes that to 34? You know, and we're losing great players stateside that you can buy a ticket to and buy jerseys of to a European league. I'm fascinated how this will all play out.
We already have seen this play out. We know exactly what it looks like because we're on the other end of it. MLS.
Mm.
Could an older Giannis go over there? Sure. Could an older LeBron go over there? Sure. But who is the closest thing to a in-prime star MLS has gotten?
Closest thing to an in-prime star would be David Beckham.
And that's, I mean, Messi came over, sure.
He did just win a World Cup when he came over.
But Zlatan?
Not in his peak. Thierry Henry, not in his peak.
No, you just go down the list.
Bastian Schweinsteiger, yeah. Not in his peak.
Honestly,
Steven Gerrard, not in his peak.
Son might legitimately be the guy.
He could still play on any Premier League team.
Yes, yeah. in the top 11. Like, he could be that guy, but he's not a level of star, but... And I think that's why he does it, right? Mm-hmm. He's not that level of star. Really good, not great.
But I think what's interesting, I mean, that's a nice comparison of Premier League and MLS. I would argue that I think if these guys went over to Europe and did start a league or something, that I think it could be better than what MLS product is here. I think it could actually get some guys. I mean, it opens up drafts like insane because now...
I don't think so.
I don't know where my brain is right
because
now.
The money difference. It's the same thing with like the Prem and MLS. But
what if the money does get there? You know,
how are they going to get there?
What if it's a Saudi thing? Look at these Liv guys, man. Nobody watches Liv, yet John Rahm makes $500 million.
But okay, that's fine. But how many guys went?
I mean, a pretty good chunk.
Okay, who's the number one player on the planet?
Well, that would be Scottie.
Okay, who's number two?
I don't know who number two is. Rory?
I think it's Xander right now.
Xander Schauffele? Schauffele?
Like, don't get me wrong. Liv has some guys.
Mm-hmm.
Rom, Bryson. Like, you just got to go down the list. Like, Phil's got some stuff to him still. Like, he's certainly recognizable. But the top of the very top, I just don't think it's ever going to happen. I don't think the MLS is ever going to happen. I don't think you're going to get... Cristiano or Messi in their prime playing in the MLS.
Well, I think some of that too, it depends on how the structure is. Like in the MLS, there's designated players that can only make X amount of money. That's one of the biggest challenges.
But that's again,
if I could pay an MLS player $35 million a year, then yes, it could compete.
But even with the Saudis getting involved, they did it in soccer. What did they get?
Not much. I mean, that Saudi league is kind of garbage.
Yeah.
But they do own clubs like Man City and Newcastle.
But
and,
they don't do it. They own it somewhere else.
Yes.
Where it's already existing in the framework and everything that goes along with it. And that's the thing.
They tried to build a retirement league, and it's like a cast-off league, yeah. Basically.
Look, do I want it to do well globally? Yes, because I want more basketball, and I want the game to continue to grow and everything that comes along with that. And I think it ultimately will be good for the game because I think it'll make the NBA be smart about things. Because if you do screw up, mm-hmm. then it opens up those opportunities where somebody else could come in and capitalize. But just as we're sitting here talking about Jokic, Giannis, Yao, these guys that all went back home, how many Americans are going to want to go there in their prime and not play for an American audience? It's the same thing for those guys that come here.
Yeah, but I wonder how many guys skip college and go over there and do it. You know, do you get a Kobe Bryant kind of Italian situation, weird thing like that?
Sure, but again, you're looking at more one-offs. Like, yeah. Cooper Flagg is never going over there.
No. Kid from New England is going to go to a blue blood.
You know what I mean? So that's
plus
like,
with money in college. Good point. I mean, if Flagg made $40 million in 1 year, yeah, and then went number one overall.
Now, could you get, like, if you want to transition to, like, college football, like a Jaden Rashada who just hopped around, or Nico Iamalaba, that hop around and chase the money. Yeah, but they aren't going to be the guys.
Kind of like what you said yesterday. It's more exceptions than actual
yes.
rules.
And will we make a big deal? Oh, my God, the number seven prospect. I mean, we've actually already seen this in basketball. LaMelo Ball went down to Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's already happening. And you know what happens to all those guys when they go down there? They get their ass kicked. And it's like, Alex Saar went down there and played for Perth. It was like, that didn't go well, did it? And we've seen so many players do that and kind of damage their stock. And they don't stay in Australia.
Right.
They come to the NBA.
Fascinating to watch. Fascinating to watch. This is. I would love Euro basketball. I think Euro basketball would be a lot of fun. And as you said, more basketball, more eyes, more development to get more premium players, I think would be fantastic. All right, let's get to the hour number deuce, and let's get into some college football. I can't believe it's been an hour and we haven't talked college football. I feel like
is it time?
This should be 105-1, the college football
is
fan.
Is it time?
It is time. USC is on the road to Notre Dame, one of the many big games of the weekend, and I'd like to have a conversation about that. I thought Brandon asked an interesting question to us in the hallway today. Who needs this game more? The answer is both of them. The answer is both of them, and it's going to be a wild game. We'll get to that next. A lot to get to, plus some NFL stuff right here on Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 The Fan.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.